Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Hey, dude, there is a subset of society that feels they're better than us.
Okay.
And I think we're about to break their hearts a little bit.
Okay.
I know. It's sort of, what do you call that thing? Is it like Schadenfreude or something?
Yes, it is.
Where it's like you feel good about the something bad happening to somebody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
I feel like we should change the name of our show from Slacker and Steve to Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. Who's Slacker and Steve?
Basically, this is about vegans. And oh. I know vegans. Oh. And I like vegans. You know, vegans, do you know any vegans?
No.
Are you sure?
Why?
Well, you would know if you knew, because vegans will never stop telling you. I mean, like, legit.
There's two groups of people.
Atheists and vegans.
Okay, right.
If somebody asks you, hey, you know any atheists? It's like, I'm not sure. It's like, then you don't. Because they would.
They'll let you know.
By the way, I'm an atheist. Okay. I wasn't asking, but that's cool. So there's a thing out about being vegan. Actually, you know what this is? Because for years, people have been saying going vegan is good for you.
Like it's the best for you.
And this story sort of refutes that. I believe it's time for, is it good or is it bad?
Yeah.
Is it good or is it bad? Depends on the day and how much you had. Is it good or is it bad? Let's find out right now.
Vegans and vegetarians,
ooh,
while eating, while good for the cattle,
okay,
and fish and chickens and whatnot that aren't slaughtered, vegans and vegetarians have a higher stroke risk than those of us who are pounding down lard-based foods.
Okay, wait now, that makes zero sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either. And I haven't read the whole story, so...
Okay. Oh, you just like the...
I'm just here for the gloating.
Okay.
Do I have to,
we're not here to learn why.
Do I have to back it up with facts?
No, I guess not.
According to Schadenfreude, I heard today, honey, I'm stopping by the Sizzler and bringing some T-bones home.
Because we want to...
Schadenfreude told me it's bad. Researchers studied 48,000 people for up to 18 years.
Jeez.
And they found that vegans and vegetarians had 10 fewer cases of heart disease. Great. But 3 more strokes per 1,000 people compared with meat eaters. So we're going to die of a heart attack. They're going to die of strokes.
What? I heard strokes are worse than heart attacks.
Well, are they?
I always thought heart attacks were the worst, but people go, no, strokes are worse.
Are you saying that just to back up our Schadenfreude?
Well, I just wanted to clarify.
I don't care if you are. Just let me in on it.
Okay.
I didn't know if that was a real medical fact. I'm like, I was going to back you up, but I just need to know: are we messing with people? Are we piling? I don't know. See a little information, bud.
Piling on.
Piling is what we're doing. Yeah. They aren't sure if the results are due to their diet or some other aspect of their lifestyle. Maybe just the sheer regret and sadness of living your whole life without ever sucking down a rare plus filet mignon.
There is, you know, I was told this a long time ago, Slacker, that as a human being, eating meat is an instinct, not eating meat's a choice. So they're suppressing choices.
So you know how I was keeping this lighthearted?
Oh,
and now,
sorry.
Now what you've done.
I'm Freud and Schadenfreude.
Yeah, Freud and Schadenfreude. So now you made it all serious. Now you're like,
sorry.
I really do think that vegans suck.
I didn't say that.
I really do think they're making a choice that is harmful.
I never said that.
Steve Weed.
I was not saying that. Anyway,
I do find it fascinating. By the way, I will say this: all you vegans who are stoked about the all the impossible stuff. I mean, everybody's on that. Like Tyson jumped on board. I heard
that.
So there's going to be impossible chicken.
Right.
I just heard. Who is it? One of the big shrimp companies.
Seafood's also going to be. Yeah.
What if you?
I know.
I'm still. You and I have had this conversation. I just wanted. I got to get it out there. If you don't like the idea of a cow dying, why do you want to? Why do you want something that tastes like it? Just embrace your asparagus. Like, don't.
Because you're right. The faux meat is still going to bleed. It still has the.
And there's so much other stuff in it. Yeah. They're starting to prove that you'd be better off eating a lean meat burger than what they did to your vegetables to make them taste like a burger. Or with this shrimp that's coming out, the dude who was like the CEO of whatever this company is, he got to sample, obviously not in America because we have so many regulations, you can't even try this stuff until.
This is true.
But he got to try it in another country, and he's like, he couldn't believe he had like a shrimp salad, could not believe he wasn't eating actual shrimp.
And that's cool, okay.
But then what? What's in it to make it taste like shrimp? And is that some chemical that eventually is going to be like, we're all like, Roundup is bad, but the shrimp chemical's so much worse.
Dude, you're right. It reminds me of this whole vaping thing where vaping is supposed to like be way healthier.
Oh my God,
and
it's
better.
Saving everybody from cigarettes.
And now it's collapsing lungs and killing everyone.
Yes, there's like, that vape cough thing that everybody's, it's like.
I the faux meat thing could be the same thing.
And then the last part of the faux meat thing is, it's like, well, then all the cows are going to be alive. And we're going to have a cow population problem. The shrimp are all going to be alive. The like ecosystem of the ocean.
Right.
The lobsters are all going to be alive. The chickens are all going to be alive.
Because we're not controlling.
We're not eating anything anymore.
Wow.
And eventually the cows, shrimps, lobsters, and chickens overrun the earth and eat people.
And then
they're going to be wondering, should we make impossible humans? And some cows are going to come in and go, no. Just eat it.
Wait, I don't
if
know
you if
I...
want vegetables, eat them.
Hang on. All this because of vegans.
Yes.
Wow.
So in the end, we've learned.
Well, okay.
Vegans are, no, just eating. Well, you figure out what was good and what was bad.
Was it good or was it bad? The verdict today, it might make you sad. Was it good or was it bad? That's the way it goes.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.